I really appreciate it. Thank you again for letting us see our Nana and Papa and our dad.
Thank you, Vern, for letting me, for like helping my dad and letting me see.
I just want to say thank you, Vern, for helping me, my brother, and my dad go through some pretty hard times.
I think I can say something to the kids in your turn there.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you, kids. It was very touching. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, all these kids I videotaped during meetings to get their thoughts and feelings, because that's one of the services and things I've been doing to advocate for children, is actually to get their thoughts and feelings out, because this is one of the things that the system tries to hide. They do not want to hear from the kids. And you know, I think it certainly was a wonderful experience when I met these kids. And you know what impressed me about these kids is that they stood up, they were not afraid to speak out, and they spoke the truth. And you know, I know in the years to come, these kids are going to be good citizens in the community, because they have understood at a young age how screwed up the system is. And you know, I'm very pleased to see them, you know, where they belong, and I'm glad to see them happy. And keep up the fight, kids. You know, one day you might be standing up here too. But hopefully, we'll clean the system up before they have to get into the system like we do, fighting it. Anyways, thank you, kids.
Some of us are getting pretty hungry, and what we're thinking of doing is, if we could possibly quickly have Legal Shield come up, Lauren Taylor and Chantal King. They would like to bestow some information to us as to what their organization does and how they might be able to assist some of us who are in need of some legal assistance. Did I say that right? Lauren was in a car accident a couple of weeks ago, so she's not at her best right now.
No, but I wasn't going to miss this.
Thank you.
Good evening. Many of you know me. You've walked side by side with me at the rallies during the summer. Some of you know our story, some of you don't. Our story, thanks to Vern, was published on Canada Court Watch. My niece recently, about 3 years ago, lost her four children. They were apprehended the day my grandmother died, because CIS was afraid that my family would not return them to Sudbury. But 2 years later, right after the children, all four kids, were made Crown Wards of the court, their father passed away at the age of 34 a week later on Christmas Eve. So I understand and I feel for a lot of you. Over the last 15 years, each one of our family members have dealt with CIS in one form or another. I was fed up. I was fed up watching my friends, watching my family fight for their children when there really was no fight needed, because they did nothing wrong. A few years ago, I heard a pastor, Pastor Fletcher Brothers, speak on a radio program against the child welfare system and how they were attacking good families. And he spoke of a service that could protect, that could help us protect our families, not just against CIS, but against the day-to-day issues that we face all through our lives in every area of our life. This service has changed my life, has saved me much grief, especially given the last 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, when I had a car accident that scared me half to death, and my two children were with me. I would like to invite to speak to you now someone who is very, very dear to me. She has helped me over the last year learn more about this service and how I can use it, and she reminds me on a day-to-day basis how I can use it even further to support myself and my family. Ms. King has been in the business for 8 years. She has a family of her own, and she's been a member for the last 8 years as well, and is the one who actually introduced Dr. Fletcher Brothers to the program, to this service, and he has helped thousands of people all across Canada and the U.S. Ms. King, I'd like you to please give her a hand.
Thank you so much, Lauren. I really appreciate that. I'd like to thank Attila for actually giving us the opportunity to share some information with you. And as Lauren said, I've been in the business for about 8 years. And it was because I was that individual who was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I didn't like the fact that I was being taken advantage of with information. And being a woman and a minority in Ontario, I felt that there was really nothing that I can do. And I was really fortunate to hear this information by somebody who was actually a lawyer. Shared this with me, and because as a lawyer, she saw the injustice in the system. She was a single mother, and she worked for a law firm in the United States, and she had two children. And basically, she was being harassed by the senior partners in her firm that she wasn't bringing in billable hours because she needed to be home, so she was always rushing out during breaks to talk to her children or going home early. So when she shared this with me, I saw something that I knew that the communities needed. So basically, we represent Legal Shield, and as Lauren said, Pastor Brothers has been instrumental in actually giving a venue for us to be able to help individuals in CAS situations. And I am really fortunate, and I'm so glad that I actually came out today because I had no idea. I knew the system was unjust, but I am mortified and horrified by the stories that I've heard today. I seriously walking around with a blindfold in terms of what's really going out there. I've heard phrases about a horrific path once you become, you're thrust into the CAS system. Baby snatching and kidnapping, terrifying. My stomach, I was just wrenching at the table there just hearing these stories. And so now I'm really passionate. I'm on a mission. Everybody needs to know what Legal Shield does. So basically, Legal Shield gives you the ability to talk to a lawyer on any matter without worrying about the highly cost. And that's one thing in the traditional system is that, you're charged $200, $300, $400, $500 an hour, but we're actually going to show you something that's going to be helpful, so you don't have to worry about the cost. For one flat monthly fee, you can actually access legal advice no matter how traumatic or trivial the issue. That's why under the protection of Legal Shield, you and your family can live life worry-free every day, every night, now and forever. I'm just going to ask a few questions. Have any of you ever signed a contract? Felt that you've been treated unfairly? Obviously, everybody in this room dealing with CAS. Known a victim of identity theft? Or just wanted to talk to a lawyer? Okay, we have a solution for you. So basically, over 2 million requests annually our company has actually gone through, and these are all the situations that we can help you with. So as Lauren said, we don't just deal with CIS, we deal with real estate issues, consumer finance, estate planning, and traffic issues, but I'm actually going to focus on the family law in terms of divorce, child custody, and child support, and actually putting a stop to what the Children Aid Society does on a daily basis. Well, not putting a stop to it, but actually simplifying the matter for you. So how do we help? Basically, once you become a member or you're enrolled, you actually have legal advice. So once you're a member, you could actually pick up the phone and talk to a lawyer. And this is something that people worry about because they worry, they're always considering the cost. So you never pick up the phone just to say, you know what, this happened to my school, or a CAS worker was at my school, what are my rights? Or there's somebody knocking at my door, what do I do? So once you have that advice on the phone, once the lawyer understands your situation, they can actually write a letter or make a phone call on your behalf to the third party. So what I want you to do now is actually, I'm going to be interactive because I know we've been sitting here for hours and hours. I'd like you to pretend that you are now lawyers on Bay Street. And I am your client, so I'm going to walk into your office, and I would like you to represent myself and my husband, my two children. So actually your children are represented up to the age of 21, living at home, never married, and up to the age of 23 if they're in school full time. So you're representing a family of four, and I want you to cover all these scenarios that I'm going to go over today. But instead of you charging me hourly, I'd like you to write a check out for me on a monthly basis. So basically now, so I have a situation where, say, I am walking into a car dealership and I want to lease my first car, and I'd like that document to be reviewed by you. So basically you'd have to review that document until I fully understand that document, and then I will sign it. Then also, in terms of the letters of phone calls, I've actually personally used this membership in terms of where I've been overcharged on my phone bill. And I'm going to go through different scenarios where we can use this day to day. So I had a contract with a particular phone company, which I cannot name, where I was only paying $19.95 a month, and then this other company tried to solicit us and said that they can match it. I do business in Canada and the United States, and basically what happened was my first bill of $800. So when we called, the representative on the other line said, oh no, we don't have that type of plan. There is no mistake. We'll give you a 25% discount. So what do most people do in that situation? They either pay the bill, or they ask to talk to the supervisor, or they fight and yell and scream, and nothing ever gets resolved. So basically what I was able to do was call my family lawyer and actually have empowerment, because I had this flacking gold card with the phone number of the law firm on the back, and I was able to call and state my case, and they asked me to actually fax over the contract. Once I did that, the lawyer actually sent a letter to that phone representative, to the company, and guess what happened? My bill was eradicated, and I was able to sever ties with that company without having to make a fuss or actually, you know, wasting my personal time. So those are scenarios. So I want you to actually add up in your mind how much you would charge me on a monthly basis. So there's lawyers also prepare your will, powers of attorney for personal care, powers of attorney for property. But I'm going to actually share with you how this membership has helped thousands of families. To thank Pastor Fletcher's Brothers. For those of you that don't know Pastor Brothers, he actually heads up Freedom Village, and it's a school for troubled teens. So he would receive hundreds of calls on a daily basis in terms of, what do I do? My child's in this situation. What do I do? CAS just took my child out of my home. And basically he felt, as a pastor, all he could actually do was pray for them. He was looking for something that could actually help in terms of the legal system. So when he heard about Legal Shield, he actually spoke with the lawyers and other social workers and implemented a program with the law firm here in Ontario, where now if a Children's Aid Society person comes to your door and makes a phone call, now you have the opportunity, under the 24-hour, 7 days a week access, emergency access, you can actually talk to a lawyer within 5 minutes and find out what your rights are in terms of that situation. Because as you all know, once the CAS worker or the police come into your home, you've lost all rights. And basically, when you don't know your rights, you never really had any rights. So basically, I'll just share a story of how this has actually helped one of my friends. Is that she was at, two children are at school, and she received a call from her brother. He was panicked. He's like, oh my goodness, you know, Children's Aid Society just took my children out of school. What do I do? Do we call mom? And so you're in a situation where you don't know who to call. And then the sister actually had the membership, and she made the phone call to find out that if the grandparent goes into the courts and actually takes temporary custody, by doing that, it kept the children out of foster care. So those are things that we wouldn't know at that time, and because we were able to get on the phone with a lawyer within 5 minutes, they were able to advise on that. Another situation where we were able to use this to help children out is that there were four individuals leaving a bar in Toronto. I think it was 2 o'clock in the morning. The police actually stopped them in the parking lot, questioned them to say, hey, this is a no parking zone, please move your vehicle. Once they started the engine, the policeman tapped on the window and said, now you are driving under the influence, please get out of the car. So at that moment, luckily, one of the children remembered that they had the membership, was able to get a lawyer on the phone within 10 minutes, and they were told, do not get out of the car, do not speak to the officers. How many children at the age of 18, 19 know to do that or actually have access to lawyers? So basically, you know, that's what we do, and then we have the 25% discount, 35% discount if you are detained or have to go to court, then there is a discounted rate. So as you see, this is why, I mean, I am so glad that I'm here because I had no idea what was going on out there in terms of what's happening to our children. So we have other areas where we can help you. Are you confident that your identity is secure? That's you yourself and your children too. You know, there's individuals that are actually taking your children's identity and opening up accounts and purchasing homes and their names and that kind of thing. So it's medical, emailing, phishing, social media, dumpster diving. There's all types of things that are going on there. And so what we do is that we've actually partnered up with Kroll, and it's a company, and the membership covers all the expedited benefits. You get your credit disclosure, make sure that everything on that credit disclosure is yours. They actually do restoration, a lot of companies do not do. So if your your identity is compromised, they will actually restore your identity back to where it is. If you had bad credit, obviously it's still going to be bad, but at least it's yours. So basically, you know, those are the type of things that we cover. So now that you see that what we do, we give consultation, we review documents, we write letters and make phone calls on your behalf, the 24-hour access. How much would you charge me on a monthly basis for these services? How much? You've all had situations where you've had to pay a lawyer, right? Most people say thousands of dollars, $5,000 a month, but basically what we do is that we actually charge $35.95 a month for your entire family. So it's you and your spouse, your children up to the age of 21, and your children up to the age of 23 when they're full-time in school. So that is changing the access to the legal system. Unfortunately, we are not changing or correcting the legal system, but we're just making it more easier for you to actually get that advice and that help that you need. So,
is there a limit to the number of times that you can access the service per month?
No, it's unlimited. So basically, it's unlimited for your consultation on unlimited matters, unlimited phone calls and letters on your behalf, and unlimited documents up to 10 pages. So each document is up to 10 pages that they'll actually review with you.
Even motions and affidavits?
Yes, they will review those documents. So what we do is, what's amazing, because a lot of people are like, well, you know, it's $35 a month, then what happens when we go to court? What the lawyers will actually do is go through, so you use them, you know, make those phone calls, get your documents reviewed, get those letters written, and then so by the time you get to the court system, you don't have to pay as much as you would, you know, going through the beginning of the, you know, the process without.
How much is it per page after the 10-page limit?
It's the 25% off whatever the lawyer, the lawyer who represents you's hourly rate is.
And you just transmit them by email or fax them?
You fax it in. You fax it in. And if you do have a document that's more than 10 pages, it'll actually tell you the pertinent document, the pertinent pages to fax in to keep it at 10. But they, you know, they're not stringent. I've sent in 15 pages because they needed to see it. So it's all depending.
How many different law firms are in part of this?
We have law firms all through North America, so there's 52 major law firms in the U.S., 4 in Canada, and there's a whole set of referral law firms. So I think there's a law firm that's actually out here in this area, so you wouldn't have to drive to Toronto. The law firm that we use is Mills & Mills in Toronto at Yonge and Bay, and they have about 125, they've been around for 125 years, and there's about 26 lawyers that help you. So they specialize in everything.
And those consultations are in person or just telephone?
Telephone, yes. Because as you know, a lot of us don't have the time to go to the office all the time. If you're out here in Newmarket, you wouldn't want to drive to Toronto just for the consultation, so it's over the phone. Any other questions?
1-800 numbers that?
Yes, there's a 416 number and a 1-800 number. And the emergency line too is a 1-800 number.
So that's $35.95. Family?
A family per month.
Now what if you have a big family?
Doesn't matter. If you are busy during the winter time and you have 10 children, they're all covered. No, it's amazing. Nobody knows about this, so that's why, you know, I'm glad that I'm here to share this with you and just spread the word that you don't really have to represent yourself. I mean, it's good to know that you can, but why not have lawyers in your back pocket? Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Oh, sorry. If you didn't fill out one of the surveys, please do and hand it over to Lauren at the table. We'd really much appreciate it. And there's business cards back there.
I will add that I have actually used this service, and Milton Mill was useful with the information that they gave me over the phone. And in fact, the lawyer was so intrigued by my case, spent a lot of time talking about it. At this time, if we could help ourselves to a fine meal, and right after that, I assure you, listening to Dan Major's case will be one that will be very riveting. It is a case that I personally believe is one of the worst in Canada in terms of a parent being abused by the CAS and the criminal court. Enjoy your meal.
That's not going to be broadcasted, right?
Pardon me?
But that other one's not going to be broadcasted, right?
Which one? The Dan Major one?
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Well, it's up to you.
No, a broadcast.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a heavy duty story. His story is done. There's nothing he says, whatever.
You might as well tell him that. We will broadcast what Attila was talking about there after everybody eats, so we'll be back in a bit. This feed will resume shortly. Leave your browser open.